Everybody, welcome back to the new Hard Times with Chris Ring. We are recording live at my pad. Does anyone say pad anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Look, I'm old, okay? Don't judge me for my oldness. Just be, you know, pleasantly surprised that I'm able to still use my phone, hopefully correctly this time. I know it's funny I even say that because me and my guest here, first of all, let me introduce him. This guy needs an introduction because he deserves one. He's a very funny comedian that I know, one of my best friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Dietz.
Hey.
Hey, Marcus, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
You know, I'm doing all right, bro. I'm just trying to keep my head above water here.
Words, hey.
Like everybody else. So, okay, I was just, first of all, let me apologize to everybody out there who was like, hey, I thought you were going to start putting up podcasts. And I was like, no, I am. I swear I am. What happened was I'm an old guy and I couldn't figure out the right way to do stuff, basically.
Okay.
I hit the wrong button is what happened.
Okay.
So when we recorded, I recorded in through the headphones.
Okay.
Instead of through the actual mic.
Oh no.
Yeah, so everything we did not get recorded.
Yeah, so we recorded like 3 episodes.
At least in like, and I want to say those were probably our best episodes we've ever done.
Right.
On either one of our
platforms. We talked about some wild shit.
Some wild shit, dude. And I remember saying, like, after, like, I'd never want to speak about that again, because that's
all. What did we talk about?
Oh, dude, I just remember, like, we did the, with something about bits, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, we did the bits where, like, we do bits on friends.
Yeah, where we do bits
we
on friends.
We almost take it too far.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, which I'm glad you kind of got a piece of that on your,
live.
Yeah, on your live stream. So if you guys want to hear a part of that, go to Marcus Dietz's page,
on Facebook.
That should still be there, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, on Facebook, and you'll hear a part of it. So I wasn't lying, cause I had people hitting me up going, "Is this a bit? Is this a bit where you pretend?
Are you doing a bit right now?
Yeah, are you doing a bit right now?" And to most people, I was like, "Oh yeah, it's a good one, right? What do you think?" It's just an hour of dead air where you think something's gonna come out and nothing came out. No, I'm an old guy who couldn't figure out technology.
Word.
So that's why right now we're kind of doing bare minimum. So I apologize if the sound isn't the best quality. Because that was the other thing. Like I was gonna tell you after was my second mic gave out.
Oh no!
Yeah,
That looks like a vibrator.
The one that looks like a vibrator, and I just keep it for decoration now.
Okay.
But yeah,
like,
dude, fucking died on me.
Wow.
And that was the expensive one, dude. So actually, when I would use that one was the better quality one. I don't know what happened exactly, but
it sucks that it died on you.
Yeah, check it out. Nobody's all right. Anyways,
nobody's in yet.
We're also, you can hear this one also on Marcus's Facebook Live
on Twitch.
On Twitch. Oh, you're twitching it right
now?
Yeah,
I'm twitching it. I'm trying to build my Twitch audience.
Well, what's your Twitch anyways?
Polar Bear Dietz. So it's www.twitch.com/polarbeardietz, D-I-E-T-Z.
Nice.
I play video games. I do interviews like this. And sometimes masturbate on there.
Oh, nice. That's for the, Patreon, right?
My OnlyFans.
Oh, your OnlyFans. Okay, yeah.
Did I tell you what happened with Patreon that pissed me off?
No, what happened with Patreon?
All right.
Do people still use that?
Yo, so hold on. So I made an OnlyFans.
Uh huh. I did know that. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna put all my stuff on OnlyFans. But right. Then somebody hit me up on Twitter and was like, hey, OnlyFans is for sex work.
Hmm.
And I was like, well, I don't have a nice dick.
But I'll show it if you enjoy that.
No. My point of view is I don't have like a nice dick, so
right.
I guess I can't do OnlyFans because I'm not gonna show like an ugly dick on OnlyFans. Like,
right, this is rude.
I'm not gonna make no money. I'm not gonna make no monies if my ugly dick is on OnlyFans. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll make like a Patreon, so I can do like everything else that I wanted to do because I wanted to do podcasts, video games, skits, jokes. poems, art. I wanted to just put everything on one page.
Yeah.
For whoever wanted it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do Patreon. So I went to go upload a video I did on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't directly let you put it on Patreon. Like, OnlyFans, you can just upload it to OnlyFans.
Okay.
But Patreon makes you download, like, Vimeo. And makes you, like, upload it to Vimeo first. And then use a link from Vimeo to
Oh, so they're just middlemen right now.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want my shit on Vimeo for anybody to see.
Right.
Because then there's no point in getting a Patreon and charging people.
Right. Especially if they could do all these extra steps.
If there's all these extra steps, and then you can just go on Vimeo and see my videos. Like, that's not why I wanted to do Patreon.
Patreon is more like, hey, come support me. Also, you got to pay, but also, yeah, you got to do this extra shit.
You got to take this extra step.
If you want to do it.
Right. If you want to like, see whatever I'm doing. So I was like, you know what? Fuck Patreon. Patreon's going to piss me off.
Yeah.
So I'm back on OnlyFans.
Right.
Posting on OnlyFans because it's, like, easier. It's just, like, there's no middleman with OnlyFans.
Well, how did you reconcile the whole sex work thing?
Well, I mean, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do, like, 30 posts, and then my 31st post is going to be, like...
You jerking off?
Or yeah, what? Yeah, it's going to be something sexual.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? So it still counts.
Well, see, that whole thing, like, I don't know. Is it the sex workers that are complaining that? Or is it more people who think it should be? Because my whole thing
I think what it is it was specifically made for sex work.
Okay, I get
and
that.
And then it got flooded with sex work.
Mm.
And then other people started learning about it. And they were like, oh, I can put my fucking gaming stuff on there.
Right.
And then so gaming happened on there. And there's, like, pro wrestlers that have, like, training videos on there. And there's all this other different content.
Where they just kind of switched it up.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be for sex work.
Okay.
So it's like now it's saturated with all this different kind of content. And all these other people are making money from it.
See, the only thing...
Because you can't take sex work and put it on YouTube.
No, I get it.
But you can be a gamer and you can be a, you know, a poet.
And do it on these other platforms.
And you can do it on all these other platforms. Gotcha. So it's not fair to the sex workers that, like...
I get that. The only thing I would say in my personal... If you guys don't like what I'm about to say, you can go ahead and...
Should I stop CRISPRing the Twitch? Should I stop the Twitch real quick?
CRISPRing Live. Send your hate mail there.
Yeah.
No, it's not even that. I don't think it's that controversial what I'm about to say. It's just my whole thing would be like, what if these sex workers that were like, they used OnlyFans for that type of work because obviously that's how they're making their money.
Yeah.
What if they wanted to transition out of that, but they didn't want to give up their OnlyFans? Why couldn't they be like, you know what? I know how to interview. I got a lot of interesting friends.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't... You know what I mean? Why couldn't they use it as a medium to move away from it without having to move their whole fan base?
Right. Yeah.
So in that way, it's like, don't you think it like opens the door for them to just to for new possibilities?
Sure, absolutely.
That's the only.
But I think it was just like, and then it was also that the chick from Disney.
Yeah.
The one that opened up OnlyFans and got $1 million her first day. You heard about that, right?
No, okay, so then this is... I don't know anything about this story.
You don't
Tell
know
me
anything
about
that?
Yeah, who's
so
this?
I think her name's Bella Thorne or something.
Yeah. Okay,
okay. So...
I know who she is.
So...
I'm a creep.
Yeah, so she was on Disney for a couple of years. She did one show on Disney or something. I don't know.
Yeah, my kids loved it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, so she did that and then she... I don't know if she's 20 or 21 or something. I don't know.
Just young.
Anyway, she's young, but like... legal. But she went and made an OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
And promoted it hard and said that she was going to be doing like topless stuff or fully naked stuff like that. But all of her stuff is like in a bikini and stuff like that. So she was false advertising what she was going to do on OnlyFans.
Oh, see, that's like a different type
of... So she made $1 million her first 24 hours.
Wow.
And then the second part of it is the content on OnlyFans you can do, like a pay-per-view type thing where it's like you pay $50 and you can see this extra content.
Okay.
So she was charging, they allow you to charge up to $200 for a pay-per-view item.
Okay.
So she was charging $200 per pay-per-view item, saying she was going to be nude.
Right.
And it was her in like a t-shirt and her underwear or whatever.
So it wasn't even what she advertised.
So it was completely false advertisement.
She made
$1 million, and then so all the people that paid all this money to get this specific content, like, fought OnlyFans to get their money back because they're like,
right, this is not what we paid for. Yeah.
So OnlyFans lost a ton of money.
Right.
And then they put on restrictions to, like, now the pay-per-view is only, like, $50 max.
Okay.
And, like, so sex workers are upset.
Oh, because they had that potential.
Because they're like, doing stuff.
Yeah.
There's, like, legit sex work on there.
Like, we're giving you what we say.
Right. You're seeing somebody getting their, you know, getting fucked. And that's what you're paying for.
And this is called OnlyFans, right? Where's my pen and my...
Yeah. So they're paying, you know, people are paying these people for, like, real content.
Right.
And then this person comes on.
Who, first of all, doesn't need the money.
Doesn't need the money. False advertises and messes everything up for these sex workers. So, like, I guess OnlyFans lost so much money
that
they're like, hey, we can't pay anybody else right now.
Right.
We're not going to be able to pay people till like November for the stuff they've already earned.
Right.
Because we're down so much money because we just got fucked.
So we had to pay all these people back and all this shit.
Yeah. So they lost so much money that like the normal everyday sex worker isn't getting paid for the work that they're doing.
Dude, that sucks. Okay. And then that, in that regard,
so,
I get it.
So that type of thing is also like another thing that, you know, people are sour about.
Right.
They're like, you have gamers coming on here, you have comedians, you have wrestlers.
Not
making sex work content. Right. And then to top it all off, you have a celebrity.
This fucking Disney fucking
star. Who has
star.
Enough money.
Right.
Doesn't need that money. False advertising, messing up the system,
takes money.
Putting on more restrictions for legit sex workers.
Making it harder for them.
Right.
I get it. But so, isn't there like a tiny, tiny part of you who's like, those motherfuckers got what they deserve?
No, I don't think like that at all.
If you were paying that much to get a Bella Thorne,
okay. If I was dumb enough
to be like,
here's $24.99 Bella Thorne.
Confirm.
Confirm, and then put in my credit card. Like, I would have that thought in my head while I'm putting in my
like, do I want to do these shit?
Okay, 16 numbers, I'm 14 in. Do I really...
Can you pass... Where's my wallet?
Yeah.
I gotta get my debit
card. Yeah,
and
so I'm like putting it in, and I'm just like, should I do this?
It's asking to come
back. Yeah, $25 means I don't get to eat the next 2 or 3 days. Is this worth it?
And then you think about how bad you want
to
see.
And then that happens to you?
Yeah.
It's like,
No, that does suck. But a part of me, like, the asshole part of me is like kind of like, that's what you fucking get.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you wanted to see a Disney star's fucking cooch so bad.
Yeah.
That you're like, $250, fuck it. That's how much
like those high pay-per-view
prices?
Yeah,
the high pay... Those dudes, those dudes. I don't even mean the ones who
I don't mean the normal...
At the regular subscription. That's curiosity.
But if you're
that
paying $200 for a pay-per-view to see some titties...
Yeah, no, that kind of seems like, you know, a little bit
I'm
you kind of got that, bro.
Yeah, I'm laughing at the people that paid that ridiculous amount a little bit.
Right.
But, like, I completely support sex work.
I do, too. And listen, if you guys... Let us know your opinions if... What are our thoughts on this? Because, you know, we're just two guys trying to figure shit out. And sometimes we just throw shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always hear after the fact of like, did you guys ever think of this?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, why don't you guys say anything? Like, I could have brought that up on the next podcast or whatever. So, you know, bring it up to me. Bring it up to Marcus at Fat Marcus.
I'm kind of glad Chris Spring Live. Last couple of podcasts didn't go up. Honestly.
I know, we did say some foul shit.
If I remember correctly,
we were wild.
We talked about some wild shit.
Yeah, we did. And, well, listen, you don't need an OnlyFans for this shit.
Yeah, you don't need an OnlyFans.
It's not over.
We still for this content, we ain't charging too much for this stuff.
No, we're not. And now for an ad.
Okay, so...
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? You said you wanted to talk about...
Oh, yeah, that was just our opening banner. That wasn't even, like, that's the actual podcast. That's what's on our mind right now. Yeah. I did have an idea for a topic. With, you know, this quarantine, semi-quarantine now, yeah. I'm glad a lot of businesses are starting to open. Yeah, which is nice to see. We could talk about what we just saw in a minute. But my whole thing was people are like tired of being bored, like to the point where you could see the depression on people as you walk everywhere, like, oh wow, they're done with Netflix, they're done with freaking, you know, all the subscriptions.
I gotta get out of my house.
Yeah, like I gotta do something, let me get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
it feels like this. Okay, today is Labor Day, right? Yeah. And it was obviously Labor Day weekend, and I feel like people were expecting this holiday to be different than the other ones, mm-hmm. because people were more cautious to like leave. But I feel like this is the one that everyone was like, fuck that. Right. I'm fucking out of town.
I've been in my house for 6 months.
Yes, like I'm leaving. Yeah. I don't care. And so I wanted to know, like, what, like, you, I have the luxury of not having so much time on my hands because I work so much.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you know, that I do. But I, for like, I know you have like plenty of time on your hands. I mean, I don't mean it the way it sounds. You know what I mean? But you gotta be bored with being bored. Like, yeah. What do you see? Cause me, like, I could, like, I told you, I'll do things to death. Like, I'll play board games.
Yeah.
And like, I can play the same board game for a while. But even that, like, I have a limit. I have a threshold. So what do you do to like keep your sanity? How do you keep your marbles, bro?
I'm going crazy.
Well, what are you doing nowadays? Like, just talk to me about it, because that seems hard. Those are hard times.
Yeah. So thinking about suicide a lot.
All right, that's one way to go. I mean, that's definitely the hard times with Chris Spring does not recommend that. That these views are only Marcus's.
Yeah. Let's have a little bit of a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Let's have a disclaimer here. Let me just disclaim first.
I love how you went. I thought you were gonna go like you're gonna ease into that.
No, I'm being real. Like, you wanted hard times. You wanted a real conversation.
Well, that's true.
So this is what I spend most of my time. And let me disclaim real quick by saying that if I felt that I really needed to do it, I could do it so easily. I have the means to be able to do it.
Right. You mean like quickly though, right?
Quickly and be done with it and it would be over.
Oh, this is like a hard conversation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like,
first of all, don't do it.
Right.
No, I fucking love you. Okay. Don't do it, all right?
All right, but I do, like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, we're doing this again. This is another day.
No, okay. I know that feeling, yes.
And it feels like Groundhog's Day because it's just like the same shit over and over again.
That's interesting you say that, because I totally agree with that.
And I think about, like, why, like I said, I wanted to do the OnlyFans Patreon thing. Mm-hmm. I got my journal, I got my little composition notebook, and I'm writing down ideas. And I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to accomplish.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, I kind of made like a legit plan for it.
Mm.
But then I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just be like, what's the fucking point?
Mm.
What's the point? It's just, it's another day of just like it not meaning anything. And like getting my 5 views and my 6 likes on Twitter. Like, it's just the same fucking thing. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
And it's like,
it's frustrating for sure.
It's so frustrating because like, I'll be excited for something,
mm-hmm. right?
And then I'll do it, and I'll like what I put out, but then it'll get like okay, so I did a video where I was making fun of Cameo.
Oh yeah, I seen the video.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna do this thing where I'm like, okay, you can hire me on Cameo, you know, like.
Well, explain to everyone what Cameo is.
So Cameo is this. Cameo is an app you can use to hire celebrities, actors, comedians, musicians. To send a personal message to your family, friends, whatever. And it's just a cool app where you can just, like, you can hire Pauly Shore to, like, tell your mom happy birthday.
Yeah, so it's like a guest star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So gotcha. I was like, okay, this is fucking lame. I'm going to make fun of this by doing a cameo video where I'm like, hi, I'm Marcus Deese. You've never fucking heard of me. here's me telling your mom happy birthday. Like, that was the cameo.
Right.
And I was excited about it, and I was happy with it, and I liked it. And it got, like, 50 views and, like, 6 likes on Twitter. And I was just like, oh, God, what's the fucking point?
Well, first of all, you're missing some stuff. But if you haven't seen it, go check it out right now on Marcus's Twitter. It's Polar Bear Deets.
Yes.
Which is funny because you do a little twist on their videos.
I did.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it up right now. But
no, the ending is nice, and I liked it, and it made me laugh, and I was, like, happy with it, and then I posted it all excited, and then it got, like, 50 views and 6 likes, and I was just like, what's the point of, like, doing this? Like, I spend a lot of time questioning what I'm doing with my life, and, like, if I should just...
Well, you know, that's just the creative in you, right?
So that's the thing, is just, like, the more I go through these types of things, mm-hmm. the more I hear my dad in the back of my head telling me since I was 16 years old that I need to get the regular job.
Right.
And get into debt and have credit cards and have a car and get a wife and have 2 kids and live in, like, the picket-fenced house. And have the normal, everyday, go to your job until you're 65.
Yep.
You know, die of a heart attack at 68 on your couch kind of thing.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just something that I've never wanted to do. But, like, the older I get...
You're like, fuck.
The more I'm like, did I waste 31? Did I waste 15 years of my life pursuing something that's not going to happen? And did I waste so much time that it's too late to, like, you know what I mean? So
no, I,
like,
get that.
So those are the thoughts. Those are the intruding thoughts that happen that, like, bother me and make me want to take the easy way out.
Right. Which,
so I'm spending a lot of my time in quarantine right now doing this. I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna do something cool, and then I'll video it, and then I'll go to post it, and I'll be like, what's the point? And then I'll go take a nap, and then I'll wake up from that nap and I'll just be like, hey, look, most of my day is over. I haven't accomplished anything. I guess I'm gonna, like, play video games or, like, you know, masturbate again or
quick pleasures.
And it's just this never ending cycle of just, like, not knowing if anything is worth pursuing.
Well, I mean, I feel like, I'm not going to say our thing, because I'm not in it as much as you are, or were, when comedy was going on. But I feel like most comics, which I know a lot of, we were too used to getting instant gratification.
Because
you can go on a mic, or you can go on stage and you would get an instant feedback of, like, oh, I just wrote this joke. Oh, it worked. Like, that is fantastic. That's such a great feeling that most people don't know what that feels like.
Yeah.
So
you get addicted to that.
You get addicted to that. And, like, that's the problem with, I think, why a lot of comics, you know, even before quarantine and everything, they weren't big on, like, Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Like, some were, because they would get that instant gratification. But not everyone does, especially the lesser known people.
Yeah.
And to have that all taken away is, like, such a fucking dramatic change that it messes with you, like, you know, just mentally. And then you're over here like, fuck, I just went through all my Netflix queue. I seen fucking Avengers like 9 times. Like, is this it? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I'm watching The Punisher for the 4th time.
I feel like that's kind of like, if you are going to go down that road of, like, fuck, I'm just going to stick with what I like or whatever, do you, like, because this is what I do. I, like, I'll look for different things in there where I didn't see before,
mm-hmm.
or I'll insert things that are, like, not really there. So, like, an offside conversation we'll be having, and I'll be like, oh, this guy just went to his crack dealer or whatever. Like, I'll make sub-story plots to it just to make it more interesting.
I usually watch something that I've watched a few times before just to have that familiarity there.
Uh-huh.
So I can do other things and just kind of have my mind preoccupied.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more about, like, just having something familiar.
Right.
Around. That's why I'm the type of person, I'll go and watch Californication. It's got like 7 or 8 seasons. I'll go and watch that, you know, like regularly. Like every couple of months I'll start Californication over again and watch it again.
I don't think I've gotten into that show yet, but
it's a good one. But it's one of those things where it's just like I'm not really watching it. It's more just there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a comfort blanket.
And what is it about the show? Is it David Duchovny?
Yeah.
He's just like him that much.
Yeah. No, okay. I like David Duchovny. But I like the other people that are involved in that show, and it's a good story, and it's just something that I started to get into it.
Isn't that where he's like a writer?
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's just like
it's just boogers, I swear.
It's something that it's something that I don't know, that I've wanted to do. I've wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be the alcoholic writer that's made it in Hollywood. So it's like familiar, and it's just...
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because, I mean...
And even though I feel like I would be way better, I'd be his agent. Have you seen it at all?
I've seen a couple episodes. I have seen a couple episodes.
So his agent is like a dweeb. He's like a nerd, and he like lives.
It's the bald dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
So he's like made it. He's only made it really because of David Duchovny's character.
Gotcha.
Because he wrote a few books, and then they turned into movies, and he helped write the screenplays for the movies.
Nice.
So he's got enough money.
Right.
And he's making enough money.
So he's not struggling.
Right. So he's making enough money for his agent to live well too.
Oh shit.
So his agent, but his agent's just like a fuck up.
So he just keeps them around.
Cause, well, they're best friends. Okay. It was like the first friend that he had when he became a writer.
Gotcha.
And they like moved from New York to LA together.
Yeah.
But he's like this fuck up that like he gets caught like masturbating at work and he like loses his job. Like, you know, I'm not saying that I've ever masturbated at work, but I could definitely see fucking up to the point where I get fired from a job because I've been fired from a couple jobs.
Oh, okay. For masturbating?
No, I've never been. Okay. I've never been caught masturbating. Got you. That's so bad.
Dude, but the amount of balls it takes just to masturbate outside of your home.
Out of your home.
It's like crazy. But to be like,
okay,
at work, like, yeah. But even then, like, to, yeah, if you think about it, like, you really gotta be horny as fuck. Yeah.
Or,
to be like, wow, I can lose my job right now.
Or you gotta
right
be
now.
Bored.
You or bored, bored, you know what? I like how we brought it around. We brought it back to
it. Yeah, so, no, it was just, it's a good story, and it just, like,
I don't think I'm gonna, I just glanced over the fact that he pretty much admitted to jerking off at work. Don't think I'm not gonna go over that story.
Yeah, I just haven't been caught. Okay. But cool. I'm glad this is going on Twitch.
Well, I'm glad you have a I'm not saying that that's why you like this show, but
no,
it's the what
I like
is
the
it?
Show
is it more?
It's just like a good
mix of.
There's comedy drama.
Okay.
There's fun characters. Like I like a lot of the side characters a lot.
Okay.
Like there's a dude that is a rock producer that he's writing that David Duchovny is writing a autobiography for. And he's another fuck up that like gets in a bunch of trouble and gets into a bunch of trouble and then like he dies of like a cocaine overdose.
Right, as
and
he
I've,
should.
And I've told you, like, how I want to die on stage of a cocaine overdose.
You've mentioned it.
Yeah. So it's just, like, there's little things about the show that I'm like, oh, okay, I can relate to that. Or, oh, I enjoy that. Or that makes sense to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's things about the show that I really like. Plus, I like David Duchovny.
So it's a win-win.
He's a babe.
You know what? We're approaching the 30-minute mark.
What's going to happen in 30 minutes?
Well, usually it kind of gives
not
you
on
like,
the phone. It lets you do an hour on the phone.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay, good then.
It lets me do an hour.
Well, on the laptop, it gives you like
30 minutes.
30 minutes, and then it cuts you off. So if it just cuts off, I'm sorry. But if it keeps going, well, cool. We'll just keep the conversation. All right, it's still going.
Yeah, great. It would give you a warning. It would tell you you only have a minute left.
That's so weird that on the phone, it's like,
go ahead. Because it's easier to compress, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. But also kind of sad.
Yeah. What's one show that you really like that you've watched a ton and you just feel related to it and it's just comfortable for you?
Oh, that's a good question. Show?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or are you not big into shows? Are you more a movie guy?
You know what? I think I like movies more only because there's closure.
Okay.
Because in shows, this is what I always hated about shows, like, there's some great shows out there.
Yeah.
But for most of the... I mean, you gotta admit, like... Or you gotta... I don't know if you recognize...
There's only so much time in the world.
Well, think about how many...
Try to, like, follow with a 7-season show.
Yeah, well, think about how many times those shows that don't even make it a 7, or the ones that do, how many of them get to have an ending?
Yeah.
There's not that many shows where you're like, yeah, I know how it ends.
Well, I mean, Sons of Anarchy has a really good ending.
Yeah, which is that's cool. That's gratifying.
Yeah.
That's satisfying.
Yeah.
But there's so many shows.
A lot of the times, like that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen
because like people get canceled, or like they run out of money, or like
or the star dies. They you know,
there's
like something happens.
Reasons why shows like
don't make it
finish.
Right, and
like Tombstone, you know that there's gonna be like an ending, and you know it's gonna be
right. Those good ones, those ones that, especially the ones that are like critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
If they're not critically acclaimed by like their third, fourth season, then it might be.
Right.
You might have to make up your own ending of what happened.
Oh, what was one that recently got canceled that I was bummed at? Because there was only like 2 seasons of it and they were going into their third.
What?
There was something. There was a recent show that they were like.
What, you talking about,
Billion, no.
Oh, Billionaires?
No,
not Billionaires. Was it HBO show?
What's the other one, with Macaulay Culkin's brother in it?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin's brother?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin's got a brother that acts, too, and he just...
I just know him from,
Succession. Succession is going into its, like, 3rd or 4th season.
Yeah.
And I think it got canceled recently because they just... didn't have enough money to keep it going.
And, what? No, you just got a message. I couldn't help but
read. Oh, you got a message? Don't be reading my message.
You got,
don't be reading
my message. I couldn't help it. I just read your message, bro.
Okay.
Wow, you know what? You got a lot hanging out for you, bro. You just not looking up. When you, where are you? You should be fine, bro. Stop it. I did. Listen,
wow,
Marx is gonna be fine, guys. I like how he likes to act like, no, I don't know about this bullshit. Say goodbye next time you see me. You better fucking hug me.
Hold on. I haven't even like got into that situation.
Okay.
Yet either,
okay.
So. I mean, I'm not.
That's
saying.
You know, what's so funny. It's like sometimes you'll have your phone out, and then you'll see like. You'll be like, oh God, I hope nothing too bad comes like through my.
I didn't expect
that. Yeah, like when I got a text earlier, I was like, oh,
Yeah, see, and I didn't look. See, so
no, this is kind of small. I had no choice. It was like right. It was like so bright. It was like calling me. I was like, it wasn't nothing too bad though. It wasn't nothing bad.
I'll have to check that in a second.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to check that in a second. I can't wait for you to read it now because I know. It's coming, and I got closure now. That's my
you
whole point.
Closure.
I got some closure.
So when I talk about killing myself, there's little things, that I have to like.
That's why I don't like suicide, because it's like closing a season before it's supposed to end.
Right, but what if my ending in my life is a lot worse? And suicide.
Well, I'll never know. No one will ever know. That's what the thing with suicide is like. You're taking the ending away from everybody.
Yeah, but like,
you're creating your own ending. That's just selfish.
Yeah, that's so selfish. That's selfish, bro. Self-preservation.
You know, in
what if I die of AIDS?
That's an ending. That's a good story.
And I could have killed myself instead of suffering through AIDS.
If you had AIDS and you kill yourself, I'll be like, I get it. That's an
ending. No. But what I'm saying is, what if I kill myself a week from now?
And you found out.
Because like, you found out? And then, like, they're doing my autopsy. And they're like, oh, shit, we gotta wear extra gloves because this dude had AIDS.
And you didn't know?
And I didn't know. So, like, I could have suffered through AIDS.
Well, at least you gave me that little nugget of, like, oh, this is a trippy thing, my friend. I mean?
But I feel like suicide in that situation.
I don't mean to make light of
people with AIDS.
People with AIDS or suicide. Like,
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm just going to throw this out there. I apologize if I offended anybody. I know some people go through shit and, you know, it's not always nice. But also remember, not everything's always nice. So Sometimes when we could remember to smile.
Oh, that ain't as bad as I thought it was.
Okay, no. I had to play it up for the audience or whatever.
No, that's I'm so upset that you saw that.
We'll talk about it later. So, I mean, listen, it's kind of like one of those subjects, especially nowadays. I just don't like how easy it is to just, like, we all know somebody, or we're all like have those thoughts of like,
I know four people that have killed themselves.
That's what I mean. Like, it's too common, I feel like, nowadays. And dude, having one person know, that's rough on a person, just mentally, you know psychologically, like, it's a lot to deal with. And you know me, bro, like, I'm like a pretty positive person. I love to try and, even when shit is like as bad as it gets, which it's you know, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but you know, shit's gotten pretty bad.
Yeah.
but who hasn't had bad shit happen to them, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm one of those guys who I try to stay looking towards the positive side no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, even now, like, that's kind of the whole point of the podcast.
How do you deal with that? How do you wake up and go, okay, I'm gonna have a good day?
I don't. And here's the thing. Nobody is.
What's your process for staying positive?
My thing is, I learned at a certain age, some of these things you don't have a choice in. You're going to feel those feelings. But up to a certain point, there are some things you do have a choice in.
And your attitude is one of them.
Yeah, and your attitude kind of is one of them. I remember one time, this is like probably the saddest shit you'll ever hear from me. Because, you know, well, maybe not. Let's be honest. It's probably not. But I remember one time when I was a teenager, I had gone through this really bad breakup with this girl that I thought I loved, you know. I thought I loved her. And this was the first time that I was like, I think I love this girl or whatever. And she wants nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a teen, you feel everything like fucking really hard. Yeah. So you're like, oh, this is the worst. Yeah, oh, yeah. Because you don't know how to process everything. So anyways, I remember I was crying, right? Just happened to be in the kitchen. My favorite place.
My favorite place to cry.
My favorite place to cry. It's really, the acoustics are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, I ended up on the floor, fucking just curled up in a ball. My brothers were laughing at me, made fun of me. That didn't fucking help. They definitely didn't know how to deal with it. They were just like, you fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Crying like a bitch. Of course you're crying in front of the refrigerator. Move, fat ass.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like
brothers loved you.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it was like one of those where it was like, I deserve it. Like, nobody's going to love me. I was probably like at my lowest point. And then like my mom and my dad came in. And my dad was like, he didn't get it either. He was like, get up. Why are you crying? What's wrong with you? Why are you crying right there? Get it, you know, move from the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I need a beer.
I need a beer, yeah. And so, like, my mom was like, she like, just picked me up. And she kind of walked me to the living room, sat me down. And she's like, what's wrong? And I told her what happened. And she's like, look, mijo, there's nothing I can tell you. This is all in Spanish, by the way. I'm pretty sure, like, my Spanish isn't the greatest, so I'm pretty sure I'm translating this right.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, she's like, there's nothing I can tell you that's gonna make you feel better right now. She's like, and I wish I could shelter you from pain like this, but I know you need to feel this.
Yeah.
And right there, I was like, what? Like, it, like, what do you mean? Like, I need to feel this. And she said, just know one thing, no matter what pain you go through, there's one thing that always heals all pain. She's like, it's time. Time will heal all your pain.
Can we call your mom right now and talk?
Dude, my mom.
That's beautiful.
I love that woman. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
The moment she said that to me.
You were like, okay.
Yeah, I kind of like.
You felt better.
I felt better. I mean, I wasn't. I still hurt at the
time. It was like
the
cookie. It was like the Matrix when she gives him the cookie.
Yeah.
And she's like, this isn't going to, like.
Yeah. It's not what you think is going to
happen.
It's
not what you think is going to happen.
Yeah.
But know this. When you're done eating that cookie,
you're gonna feel better.
You're gonna feel better.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened. Yeah, dude. And
he was like, "You know what?
I was sitting in front of the refrigerator crying, and I was like, you know what? I can use a cookie right now.
I can use some Oreos right now."
And my mom was like, "I got you, fam.
I got you, fam." And she helped.
Yeah. So ever since then, I internalize things where I'm like, you definitely want to be like, all right, what happened here? But at the same time, I was always the kind of guy who thought, if I die tomorrow,
yeah.
You know how they say your life flashes before your eyes?
Yeah.
I want to remember that I was smiling more than I was crying.
I don't want to see that movie.
Yeah, but one day we're going to see it.
I don't want to see that movie.
Here's my thing.
And I'll tell you why.
Well, why?
Because I've had nothing but bad, terrible, horrible experiences.
I get that.
Since I was like 16 years old.
But that's why I'm saying the rest of your life
half
should
be...
Half
my life, bro. I'm 31.
So why wouldn't you want the last part of that movie, the last part of that second, to be just every time you smile?
Because part of me thinks that maybe I don't deserve to smile. And or something's working against me.
No.
To where it's like... Maybe, like, I believe that you play the cards that are dealt. Like, as a gambleholic, gambling person that has issues with gambling.
Right.
You know this.
Yeah, I know it.
I
got my vices too, but.
Yeah, but you know me. I'm talking about me for a minute.
Yeah.
Not everything's about you.
I mean, this is kind of hard, but yeah. Go ahead. It's hard to accept that, but
yeah.
Time will heal.
But, like, I've learned that, like, when I take my $40 or my $20 to go gamble, I consider that lost before I go gamble.
Like, you already know.
Yeah, I already have the feeling. Like, I don't connect. Like, if I have $20 to gamble.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to gamble with it, I consider it lost already.
Ooh.
So I don't have that disappointment of being like, oh, did I just lose $20?
Right.
Because
you already know.
So I feel like my life... Is like...
But that's a choice, though. You know that, right?
No, it's not. Because I can go in there and be like, hey, I'm going to turn this $20 into $5,000, and I can have that mindset.
True. Or...
And then get super disappointed.
Or...
Because I just spent $20 when I could have bought food.
Or you could be like, let me just not go. Spend the $20 on food.
But I'm going to live life. That's my philosophy.
Go home, jerk off. There, I mean, there are other ways of, like...
I can jerk off after I have a couple of beers at the casino. I'll do it in the bathroom.
The only reason I say that, and I don't even mean it to be like, if you know it's bad. No, I'm not even talking about that. I mean, if you know where the road is going to end. It's going to end on you feeling like shit.
But there's
you don't have
chance,
to go down that road.
There's
that's
chance,
my only.
There's a chance that I win 400, and then go home and masturbate. And
that's
and be happy when I masturbate.
But that's the carrot stick in front of every gambler.
But that's life. You gotta look at it.
I know that.
You gotta look at it like you just said. You gotta look at it like there's gonna be a positive.
No, you definitely gotta see the positive of everything. But all I'm saying is,
I spent most of my life. In the negative, being sad, depressed.
Right.
Dealing with shit.
Which is why you're trying to...
Bad things happening.
Stay away from it now.
Right. So, I'm trying to live life in a way of, like... I have the means to end my life quickly. I can do that whenever I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Or want to.
Right.
But I don't want to yet. So, I'm going to try to enjoy the time... What happened?
It just disconnected.
First of all, let me apologize.
Really?
Yeah. So you could catch most of his live stream. The rest of it, though, is still going strong on the podcast.
No, I'm going back live.
Okay, we can go back live.
But that's the thing, is like, what I told you last time, I think we were talking about something like this last time, is like, if I kill myself now,
right,
I'll never be able to eat ass again.
I mean, that's a positive way of looking at shit.
And that's how I've been trying to look at it lately, is like...
Well, that's good.
I could take the easy way out, I can call it a night, and it'd be over with, you know, and not have to deal with the pain of back pain.
You just literally anxiety, made me...
All these other things happen. Right. But I can also look at it like this.
Yeah.
There are good things that have happened to me, and things that I enjoyed, and time spent with people that I really care about, and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I would like those things to happen again.
I think that is a great way to look at it, as far as that goes.
Yeah. But if I ever get, like, paralyzed or something...
Well, you can still eat ass.
I need you to help me end my life.
Oh, situation. I'm so glad you waited till it was recorded for you to say that to me, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I might need your help.
Because even if, like, let's say something happened, yeah.
Like, chest down, bro, I need you to help me with that.
Marcus, you're an asshole. First of all,
you're my dog. You're my best friend.
You know I'm going to help you out.
Thank you.
But also, you just literally got me to confess to, like, what if something happens to where it looks like, I think Marcus did this shit on purpose. And they're going to be like, Chris obviously fucking helped this boy out. And so now guess who's going to go to jail for murder?
No. I'll put it in my suicide note that it was just...
It wasn't me. It wasn't Chris. Leave him alone.
Chris was across town. Chris wouldn't answer my phone call. And this is why I'm doing it.
Okay, you know what?
I'll do is I'll be like...
Oh, man.
Chris wouldn't help me kill myself. So this is how I'm going to do it.
Post live immediately when finding this. Yeah. So, jeez, Louise.
This is a depressing topic.
I didn't think it was going to go this way, but I didn't need to talk about it.
It's hard times.
Well, listen, it is hard times. That's kind of... I think that's like originally when I had the idea for the podcast. This was before COVID and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we were having hard times. Now you're like, you look it back and you're like, oh, you know what? Shit wasn't that bad. Like now you're like, oh, no, this is hard times.
Oh, no. February was easy.
Yeah, February was nice.
February was a great month for your boy.
Yeah, I know that. I know it was. But I feel like now it means something a little different to more people now.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of the podcast was like, how do we go through these hard times?
Before this thing ends.
We're going to get to a lighter, hopefully.
No, hold on. Before this ends, it's going to get deep. Before this ends, do you think it's going to get worse before it gets better?
I think it only because not enough precautions were taken.
You mean with COVID and like people getting sick?
No, not with COVID. I mean the economic crunch is fucking everybody up.
I think we're going to have like a civil war / revolution.
And that's because of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and even that is like...
Because enough people are going to lose jobs.
Well, here's the thing I think everyone forgets is we don't have the...
Is that a fob?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the thing I think everyone forgets is we don't have the luxury of picking a side anymore. And people are still like, well, I'm team fucking Republican. I'm team Democrat.
My team is my people that I care about. That's my team.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like we would get all out of this shit a lot sooner if we all did what we did back in the days every time a crisis hit this country. We all fucking looked at each other.
And said, we'll figure this out together.
We'll figure this out together. And that's when we were unfucking stoppable.
Yes.
There was no crisis that came that we did not, like, overcome.
Right.
And now I feel like everyone's too fucking, fuck you, I'm team fucking, you know, this or that.
I can't do team Republican / team Democrat. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
Like,
here's the thing, too, though. Like, I know a lot of people who don't vote the way I do or don't necessarily have the same political viewpoints I do, but I always know that I knew these people before I knew their political mm-hmm. affiliation, and they were good people. I still believe they're good people.
Yes.
And I believe when they talk to me, they know I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So it pisses me off that we've gotten to a point where we let both these fucking sides just fucking toy with our emotions mm-hmm. to the point where we can't even see the humanity in each other anymore.
Well, that's how it is. Like, media and stuff, it isn't like media anymore. It's like, we need you to feel a certain way about this thing that we're talking about. It isn't news,
right?
It's like, here's the news. You guys figure out how you feel about
it. Yep. It's like, here, motherfucker, this is how we feel about it.
Here's the news, and we need you to feel a certain way.
Yep.
Or you're a piece of shit. And right. That's what I don't like about the current news situation.
I don't even watch the news anymore, bro. I can't. Just because
it's just so depressing.
It's so depressing. Like, I don't want to.
Dying, fire, Trump raid, Trump. Trump, right, you know, it's just like,
and don't get me wrong, like I in a small way I've had to look at relationships, especially like on online, and be like, okay, this person is just too much, like, mm-hmm. you're going too much towards that. You want like a civil war. Conflict. Like, I feel like those people want that.
Oh yeah, especially on social media.
People those are the people that I have to be like, this ain't gonna work. Yeah. You're not the happiness I want on my, when I see my fucking, you know, mm-hmm. my timeline or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've had to block a couple people.
I've had to block.
Yeah, I've had to.
Because it's just like, I don't need that negativity.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't need to see that shit.
I'm already depressed enough.
Yeah, like, preach that shit to your fucking peeps if you want. But I'm good.
Yeah.
We're talking about actually how, like, we do things to, like, you know, keep our sanity or whatever. But I feel like there's still lessons to be learned in here. Like, we just had a kind of like a birthday party for my mom, right?
Okay.
To bring my mom back.
How's she doing?
She's doing great. She's doing really good. She was really happy because, you know, my brother came from out of town, brought the kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome because we were all there just, you know, having a good time, drinking, shooting shit, talking shit to each other like we always do.
Yes.
And then it turned into like, let's do a karaoke thing. And if you go on my
video.
Yeah, if you go on my video. I was the one who had to start it because everyone was like being shy and everyone was like, not that I'm the fucking, I'm the life of the party or anything like that, but
somebody had to.
Yes, somebody had to, and I had to let them know, like, look, we've all been under stress lately. Let's just have fun. Nobody's here to judge anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to sing, who gives a shit?
Right.
You like this song?
Yeah.
Sing that song.
Right.
And that's what I kind of wanted to go for, so that's why I was like, if you go on my Facebook, you can see the song.
I just catch a little bit.
All right, cool. I appreciate that, bro.
I like how you're like, don't be mean.
Yeah, I will block the fuck out of you.
And I thought I was being just mean enough.
Oh, yeah.
With the laugh.
Well, I always know where you're coming from. That's why I'm always like,
it's all
like,
love.
Oh, Marcus.
It's
all love, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my whole thing was, we need more voices. We need more people who... Maybe before, like, I wasn't that guy. I would just shut my mouth and mind my own fucking business.
Yeah.
But sometimes we need those people in our life to be like, nah, we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get through this. We'll get through this together.
Well, that's why I love comedy so much.
No, I get it. But like you said, there are things to look forward to remind yourself.
Are you this is like,
oh, my God. Dude, what do you think propels me every day of my life? I'm like, yes, when's the next time? Ooh, girl, you don't even... No. She don't even know. Anyways, she's out there somewhere. Whoever you are, you know who it is. Anyways, hi, in case you're here. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I just got a message. What if it was like some girl's ass? Yeah, like, ooh. Do you see that, Marcus? Do you see that ass? Okay, just wanted to make sure.
No, I didn't see it because I don't read your messages.
That could be the next podcast where we talk about boundaries, and you still got to have boundaries and whatnot. But I don't know. I at the end of the day, I feel like my whole thing is, dude, we could all have a hard life, which most of us do. Yeah. I don't know too many people who are like, nah, she's been going great, son.
Yeah.
Yeah. But another piece of advice my mom always gave me that I always took to heart was, there's no advice or something you can take from everyone, even a homeless person. And I always thought about that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, somebody has that little bit of information, even if they don't directly be like, Marcus, this, have you ever thought of this? They could do something where you're like, oh my God, I never even thought of that, you know? And I don't know, dude, if you're not learning, you're not living. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker either, but
no, don't do that.
But also, like, hey, maybe somebody here needed to hear that, you know. I wish I knew the suicide prevention number off the top of my head.
It's a song by
we don't even know the artist.
Logic.
Oh yeah, Logic. And,
what's her name?
Look up Logic, Sierra or just or you know what? Just look it up online.
It's like a 1-800 number.
Yeah, but it's okay to talk about it, guys. Like I feel like
I was telling somebody else that like that's how I deal with it. Is like joking about it, and they get it because they have depression too.
Right.
But it's also like scary.
No, it definitely is scary. It's definitely scary.
But that's how I deal with it. I joke around about it, and I talk about it to my friends that I feel comfortable with.
Right.
And
well, like me, you know I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need that friend to be like, hey, you're being dumb right now.
Oh, you know I'm always down to
tell me I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Bro, you're being dumb right now.
Bro, you're being stupid.
Boy, you stupid. Uh-huh. That's our favorite little bit. Okay, well, let me ask you this, since I feel like we got through the heaviness.
There's only like 4 minutes left.
That's okay. This will be a short one. Okay. What's your favorite board game?
Monopoly.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, I'm sure you have a memory right now you're thinking just of.
Playing with my family, whooping my family's ass because I'm the first one to get boardwalk in Park Place.
Is it because you already had a strategy?
And then I put, that's the first thing I go for.
That's so funny.
Or I go for the greens.
Yeah.
And I put motels on them sons of bitches.
Because they always land on the
right
greens.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, they'll miss.
Go to jail.
The purples or whatever. Yeah. Or the jails.
Yeah.
But they'll land on my greens.
Yep. Green's a good one. Green's a good one.
Yeah, greens or the purples with the motels. Woo! Buddy. Just give me my money. Anytime somebody's like going that way,
you can't feel like a boss playing.
Anytime somebody's Monopoly. Like going that way, they're about to roll. I'm just staring at them like
with a fucking long cigar. Like, just give me that money.
You know what time it is? Rent time.
Oh, you're like that meme with the guy behind the tree, like
behind the tree, just
licking his lips. Like yes. Yeah, okay, that's a good one. I love Monopoly. I was just telling.
I like Monopoly and chess.
Chess is fun.
And
chess is fun. I'm too stupid for chess, though.
I love chess. Chess, Monopoly, and Risk.
Risk. I still got to play that. We got to play that one.
Okay.
Because I haven't. I've seen it. I kind of got the basics. Mm-hmm. I just never played it. So that seems like a fun one.
Yeah. It's a good strategy. I like Jenga. Jenga's a good one.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Jenga. Jenga's fun. Cards Against Humanity.
That's a good one. That's a good party game.
Yeah, it's a good party game. I love how sadistic it could be.
I got my mom to play it one time. It was funny.
Oh, that's because they don't want to say what their cards is. It's so funny. So when they do it, it makes it just a little bit more funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best. Well,
Mom just mentioned titties.
She had no choice. Mm. Well, thank you, bro, for... accompany me on this
We're only doing one. Not gonna do a part two.
We'll do a part two. Okay. We'll just, you guys will have to come back for that. We're getting to the time where it'll definitely will cut us off this time.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to. It's gonna give you a warning too.
Yeah, we only have like
16 minutes and a half yet. Keep an eye on the clock.
Yeah, so why don't you guys tell me, what's your favorite game? How are you getting through this? How are you, you know, getting past all of this craziness that is COVID, that everyone else is dealing with? How do you get through it? Let us know, because maybe your way is something we'd want to try, or somebody else out there would want that information.
Yes.
So drop a line at Chris Spring Live. I'm trying to think, what's your email? Let's go your email so I can look up my email.
Fatmarcus@gmail.com.
Fatmarcus@gmail.com.
Yeah, send me an email. Or tweet me. Tweet me your questions, responses. Polar Bear Deets. One's easy.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I like Twitter. I'm trying to be more active on Twitter.
You know what? Go to my Twitter too, or my Facebook, and just
tag us in your questions.
We'll make sure to go over it on the next podcast when we can. I'm Chris Spring Live on everything. Follow me. Follow a player. Follow Marcus Dietz.
Look for me on OnlyFans.
Look for him on OnlyFans. He's going to jerk off pretty soon after his...
My 31st
post. 31st post.
So every 30 posts, my 31st is going to be...
Something special.
Something special. My butthole one of these times. Hell yeah.
So, guys, thank you guys so much for joining us here at the new Hard Times with Chris Spring. And we'll see you guys next time.
Don't get fired jerking your chicken at work.
If you do, send us the whole details because we want to hear it.
We want to hear that story.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you guys for checking out the latest episode of the new Hard Times with Chris Spring. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, please help us out. Do us a favor and give us a good review there, or a shitty review. Just review it. And I don't know, leave some thoughts.
Prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Why don't you do both? And also, why don't you subscribe and share? Tell your friends about it. Say, look at this moron I know. Or check this dummy out. And the podcast would love to thank you for it. Because we appreciate you. Every one of you who listens. All three of you. That goes for you too, Raul. anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Also, if you guys want to get in contact with the show. Maybe even how to be on the show. I might have some random guest over. Me and Marcus would love to talk to you guys. Go ahead and hit me up at just hit my Twitter up. How about that? Chris Spring Live, because I'm still trying to, you know, build that up. And we'll see you next week. I'm going to try and do this every week. So I will probably have some banked. They might not all be. Marcus just gave me a death stare. So, yeah, guys, thank you for listening. So much fun. And I'll see you guys next week, hopefully. Bye.
Bye.